Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And thusly, here we go. Coming down in low into the glide path as we land on Planet Rick. We're waiting for us is the governor of Planet Rick, the aptly named Rick Ector, good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening to you as well. How are things in your side of the country?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Besides the overarching sense of doom and gloom, not too bad.
Oh, man, see, I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah, okay, right, okay. I was feeling pretty good, man, and all of a sudden, it's like a shadow. It's like overcoming my location, man.
There's a lot of things that are going to come into play in the coming months and years and everything that we're going to watch. And in the meantime, like over the course of this past week, the Lock and Load family expanded. I got a bunch of new affiliates, and people are starting to pay attention to things that I think matter, right, that you think matter.
Right.
And, as the word gets out, and it's not just me, there's other people out there that are expanding and everything. America is, I don't think America is going to, I don't think we're going to go down even remotely like we're going to give up.
Man, it depends on who you talk to, man. Some people are defiantly optimistic, and that it's going to re-energize us, and we just have to gird ourselves and just get in for the long haul and make ourselves, resistant and resilient and continue to fight, And then there are some people, man, I swear, you know, it's like they feel defeated, man. But, yeah, you're right. We've been here before. You know, I was hoping that this four-year reprieve was going to last a bit longer, but what else are we gonna do, man?
I don't know. The thing about if Trump had remained president is that now we got to figure out who's going to be taking his place in 4 years, and unfortunately, I don't really see a lot of depth to the bench. I see Nikki Haley out there trying to do some things. She started a PAC to try to help out with the midterms. Like, that's going to be something, because they're going to, for all of their stuff that they're going to try to do, they're going to fumble everything. And I mean, it'll be just like it was in 2008, come 2010. Barack Obama won't, he didn't have everything, and that'll be the way it is with Gropey Joe.
He's going to be a tough act to follow, man. I mean, in terms of personalities, I mean, larger than life, I mean, he has been truly the president that has broken the mold, man. I pity the person, and I'm not going to say guy, because, it could very well be a woman, as you mentioned, with Nikki Haley's potential candidacy.
God, I hope not.
But he is going to be one tough act to follow, man. I mean, the things that he did was he actually, you know, I like how he actually challenged other countries on these trade deals, man. He said he was going to rebuild our military, our economy, and, oh, man, I mean, just, it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough. And, you know, the thing that I think is going to be so unfortunate is that it seems like people are hard at work at trying to trash his legacy before it is even ended, man. But, onward and, stay the course, man, and know what our core principles are, man. Freedom, gun rights, and liberty and all of that, man. But, keep up the good fight, man.
Well, you know, it's, I think one of the problems that politicians are going to see is I think the reason we saw, I mean, did it shock you how fast the Republicans just sort of went okie doke?
You know, it was, what was it, like 10 that went along with this second impeachment?
Right.
You know, it seemed like there were a few that were only all too willing. I don't know. It seems as though that, you know, maybe they're trying to appease the other side and that's going to win them something, man. Those guys, man, they don't care. They do not care. They do not care, man. So, I mean.
Now, with your state legislature in Michigan, how stalwart would you how freedom loving do you think the legislature is? I'm not talking about your governor. I know exactly what she's about.
Well, yeah, we all know where our governor stands, man. But we have both the state house and the state senate, and it took them a minute to find their feet, and they finally stood up to the governor and challenged her in court, and they prevailed. But, you know, the governor merely is changing tactics, you know. And I saw a story that came up the other day that some Republicans, of all things, were starting to get weak in the knees with their statements about open carry at the state capitol. You know, that has always been, you know, the pet peeve of Democrats, you know, the anti-gunners here in the state of Michigan, that we, the law-abiding gun owners and gun rights advocates, could go to the state capitol and meet and congregate and demonstrate and have a day of speeches and rally for gun rights and not have any negative incident. And there was a move by the governor to curtail open carry several months ago, back when we had our annual gun rights rally, and she tried to do so unlawfully instead of going through the legislature, which of course she couldn't get passed. So they try to make these administrative rules as if they, you know, have any legal water, and they don't. But yet and still, you know, that was beaten back in court and told that that would not fly. But you know, it's all about being vigilant, man, and being in it, you know, and to win it and not quit no matter what. And we just have to hold the line, man. You know, we can't get rid of her soon enough, but there are some people, believe it or not, in this state that love her. But hey, that's what makes this country great, man. There's all kinds of people in it.
I don't know that people that align with the leftists, Rick, I don't know that that was what makes this country great, to be honest with you.
This is not
me being intolerant, okay? This is not. As a matter of fact, you know what? You tell people how they can find you, and we'll discuss this on the other side.
I am legally armed in Detroit.com. I can also be found at Detroit CCW. And also, check me out on YouTube while I still have a channel up. They haven't shut me down yet, and I hope I'm not tempting them. Let's see.
You know, they monetize my channel. I don't know what they're doing right now. We'll find out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR. they are at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector from Planet Rick, and we were discussing, and I just want to clarify one thing, Rick. I myself am a live and let live kind of guy. I got no problems. I got no problems with anybody that has a disagreement with me. If we can have the disagreement and still have a civil discourse, I'm good to go. The problem is that a lot of people on the other side of the conversation from you and I cannot have that civil discourse. As a matter of fact, some of them, if you listen, like, did you see the PBS lawyer that got out there and said we should take the children of the Trump voters and put them in re-education camps?
Oh, man. You know, some of the things that they've been saying of late, you know, it's almost as if, well, I shouldn't say almost. It's as if there can be no coexistence with these people, man. They are definitely out for their pound of flesh. I mean, if you believe that the handwriting is on the wall and that the administration is actually going to change and that they're going to be in power, they're far from gracious losers, man. It seems as if they're out to punish everybody who is of opposite thought, man. And you know what? I'll tell you, I will make a confession, man. My confession to you in front of your listening audience is that there is still a beacon of hope in me that has been listening to, like, all the statements that are coming out from all the people, man. It, like, I'm talking about Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and General Flynn and even Giuliani, man. You know what? We got, what, 1 week to go, man, and I am still holding out hope that, you know, some of this chatter, that something is going to happen, man. I'm really looking for something to happen. You know,
where Trump remains president.
I know. You may not be there, man, but there's still this beacon of hope I have inside my chest, man.
I think what we're going to find out is we're going to find out later on. There's going to be some other stuff that pops loose, because right now they're just so many things they've put together. This is really quite, from a strategic and planning point of view, this was a masterful operation. They obviously started back 4 years ago. They came at us with all these different angles, all these different things. They already had the media in their pocket. They told the big lie long enough. I know people that I know people that will tell me, and they're absolutely convinced that everybody that died of COVID, which, despite, first of all, they won't listen to any of the thought that this has been an inflated number, but they attribute all the deaths of COVID in the U.S. to Trump. And they say it. He killed 300,000 people. Man. And they say it with all kinds of venom and everything else. So while I'm sitting here and, you know, I remember when Barack Obama got elected, I hoped this would be good for the, I hoped the country would be okay with this. When Bill Clinton got elected, I hoped the country would be okay with this. And, you know, as I'm finding out now, I guess I probably need to be thinking that just about with everybody, no matter what their party, when they get elected, because they all seem to have a, things seem to change on certain occasions, but, you know.
You know, man, you know, I'll give it to them, man. They did everything, man, from absentee ballots to illegal voters to Dominion voting machines to, you know what? Instead of looking at it as one issue or one thing to do, man, they look back and said, well, what all can we do, and let's just throw the kitchen sink at those guys, at us, and see if the sum total of doing everything is going to carry them to victory land, man. And, you know what? What really bothers me, man, is that there is this unwillingness not to recount the same old ballots, but make sure that we're counting valid ballots, you know? But no. They want to keep recounting things that's already been counted, but not looking at the underlying ballots and these voting machines. You know what? And I've gotten into a few discussions with people, and they say, well, Rick, you're just being stubborn. Let it go. And I say, you know what? If you will answer any and all of our concerns or my concerns and put this issue to bed, I will swallow the pill hard and be like, okay, fine. It's just that I don't know, man. I'm just stubborn, I guess. Die hard. Just show me. Prove it to me. Pretend that I'm not from Michigan and that I'm not, that I'm from Missouri, and pretend I'm from the show me state. But my hope is
that these state legislatures will go in there and make sure this doesn't happen again, because if they had, and I mean, I talked about this in the last hour, the fact that they had to have hearings and be shown this stuff in these various states, that's appalling. They should have been on top of this.
Well, you know, I just don't. Well, I do understand. I was about to say, I just don't understand why it is so wrong to just put all the concerns that people had to rest. And you know what? It'd be a lot easier to swallow this bitter pill, but, you know, cause there's going to be doubts, man. And I forgot what stat that was, where it came from, but it was a sizable percentage of people just to not believe the result. But, you know, we'll be okay, man, presumably. So
we'll see. As long as if nothing works, I plan on buying a one-way ticket to Planet Rick.
Just realize that we may not come back for a while, man.
Yeah.
It'll be like that movie where those astronauts in the Planet of the Apes, right? They went in the astronaut and the spaceship, and they hit some space thing, and they went to Detroit's future and came back, and the apes were talking and walking upright, and they had taken over society, right? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Tell everybody how to find you. Tell them how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, legallyarmeddetroit.com. I'm also DetroitCCW.com, and I am DetroitCCW at YouTube. Over 2,200 videos. Come check me out.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alex Azar believes if the COVID-19 pandemic would have started in a different nation, a global outbreak might not have occurred. The Health and Human Services Secretary explaining that China wasn't forthcoming with information about the virus during the initial outbreak.
China has spent the better part of this year shamelessly promoting an Orwellian version of events, designed to persuade the world that its authoritarian form of government is best suited to respond to a public health crisis.
Former acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why he resigned early.
I did not see a legal path forward in the final days of this administration. I wanted to make sure to preserve the good work that the department has done over the last 4 years.
Wolf also saying he hopes all the work done to secure the border is not undone by the Biden administration. You're listening to USA Radio News. Delta Airlines will not let passengers check firearms on flights to the nation's capital for the next week. The policy starts this weekend and will last until Joe Biden is sworn in as the nation's next president. Delta CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC they are on high alert because of recent events.
We are doing an awful lot in terms of gathering the information, talking to all of the intelligence agencies, and both federal and local, as well as FAA and TSA as well.
President-elect Joe Biden will tap current Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist to temporarily run the Pentagon while the new team awaits confirmation of a permanent DOD chief. Biden also tapping former South Carolina Democratic Party Chair Jamie Harrison to lead the Democratic National Committee. Harrison lost the South Carolina Senate race to Lindsey Graham by 10 points, although Harrison outraised Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rick Ector on Planet Rick, Legally Armed in Detroit, all that other stuff that Rick does. And do we want to talk any training? You got any training stuff coming up? Are you going to be able to do your big training women to shoot confab that you do every year? Do we have Rick? Did we lose Rick? Thank you, sir. This is the drama of live radio. This is what happens when you're out there. You know, I can't tell that he's gone. I go through all of this stuff to, you know, get him all worked up and everything, and then, boom, he's not there. Goodness. His video that he, all the video that he has too, all that video.
I'm here, Bill. How are you?
Where did you go this time?
Man, I had to make a quick stop to Pluto, man, but I'm back. You know what?
So
people think that Pluto isn't a planet anymore, man. I've been there. I beg to differ.
Well, if they have a zip code, they got to be a planet, right? So anyway.
Right.
Are you going to be able to do your big let me train 3,000 women in one day event this year?
You know what? I do not believe in asking for permission. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Last year we trained 19,300, and I believe it was 48 women how to shoot in a two-day weekend, man. I don't plan on asking anybody for permission this year. I'm going to act as if, and I'm going to do it until I come into a set of circumstances by which I cannot avoid that keeps me from doing it.
Well, I'm just thinking about the ammo part of it.
That's the thing. And you know what? I have been really obsessing over that lately, and I'm going to kick off a big push towards getting ammunition. I'm hoping that there's some ammunition folk out there, either own an ammunition, manage an ammunition, or they just happen to have fellow gun rights and activists and owners who, you know, like I do, keep a few thousand rounds on hand, you know, for these moments that we have now. And maybe they want to, you know, ship me 1,000 rounds or so, because I'm going to need a ton.
I'm starting to see some turning up, but I mean, it's like three times the cost it used to be.
You know what, man? Look, I'm looking to do on the order of 4,000 women this year. And that means I'm going to need a ton of ammo, right? Like 80,000 rounds, man. 80,000. That's all. That's it.
80,000 rounds.
That's all. 9mm. Full metal jacket. That's all.
No problem. I'm sure that's just somewhere waiting. It's just gathering dust somewhere, right?
You know, the thing is that I have to ask the right person or persons or the right organization or organizations, and I'm sure that when they hear of this worthy program, that they will give me the hand that I need, man. Yeah. So are you curious as to what I wanted to talk about today?
I am very curious as to what you wanted to talk about.
I thought that when we talk about personal protection, man, there's one particular aspect of it that I had not talked about, and that is go a little further into avoidance, you know? Avoid problems where you can. It's better to just take yourself out of a negative situation or situations that could devolve. And you know what? You could find yourself in a place where later, depending on what happens, if you had the opportunity, you may have wished that you had. So, if a person was intent upon avoiding problems or avoiding issues, generally speaking, they're interpersonal, right? There's two people that either know each other or they come into contact. And there's some dispute that starts, or there's some interaction that could possibly go negative. What, pray tell, would you say that we could do to engage in the act of avoidance?
Well, I think being aware of what's going on around you goes a long way, doesn't it? I mean, you see what's going on, and you can it makes it very much easier to avoid at that point if you see it coming, right? If you see trouble coming.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the big options that I have here, man. If you see a situation, either it's external to you or some type of altercation that's brewing between you and someone else, I got a good situation. If it does not put you in greater jeopardy or in harm's way, disengage or just leave, walk away.
Right.
Or another thing that you can engage in is having the proper attitude with a gun. You know, there are some people who think that just because they have a gun that, man, they can just act as if they don't have a gun and take everyone up on their invitations to engage in antisocial behavior. I think one of the biggest things you can do is look for ways of not getting into trouble as opposed to having an open, inviting environment. How about common courtesy, decency, and respect, man? That goes a long way. Be nice to your fellow man. They might reciprocate and be nice and polite to you.
That's always possible.
Right, but sometimes it's not possible, right?
Well, yeah.
Here's a category that I came up with. Ignore trespasses. What type of common trespasses do you think that a person might experience that if they had the wrong outlook on interaction with other people might cause them to get involved in a situation that could devolve into violence?
I got about a minute here. Can I pick that up on the other side?
Sure, pick it up on the other side.
Pick it up on the other side. I saw a video of something, and I was like, wow, this guy went to guns over this. So it's actually a video of a gun carrier who did something. So I'll tell you about that. That this was actually used as an example of what not to do. And in the interim, are you still carrying that M&P?
I am, man. I am.
See, I just admire that. I wish I could find one gun and just say, this is a gun for me. But that's just not the way
if by chance I happen to come across some great marketing materials about another gun, if it's fairly popular, I probably couldn't find it anyway.
You need to come south. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com. Look for me all over YouTube. Over 2,200 videos. Come check out the channel. I'm sure there's something you'll like.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, talking to Rick Echter from Legally Armed in Detroit, and you were asking me about trespasses that should be forgiven, which I take that to mean offenses, minor offenses, that kind of thing. Would that be right?
Yeah, a lack of probably paying attention. Is what I would give a wide category description to.
I saw this one instance where it's somewhere public and some dude is hitting on another guy's girl and the guy, it's his girl, walks up and he punches the guy in the head, right?
Oh.
And other guy walks up. You've seen that?
No, I haven't.
So other guy, that punched in the head guy, walks away for a minute, comes back and shoots the other guy.
Oh, I don't know, man. See, if I was with my woman and I'm out and about, and let's just say I drifted off for a minute to go check some tools in the tool aisle, and some guy was trying to hit on my woman, you know what? I would take that as a compliment, because she's mine and not yours.
Yeah.
But, she's leaving with me, man. But you know, minor trespasses, you know, like somebody bumping into you, somebody stepping on your shoes, somebody cut you off in traffic, or you know, have you ever seen this or have this ever happened to you? You're patiently waiting for a parking spot, man, and the guy, the way he comes out of the spot, another person just happens upon that area and just whips in and just steals it.
Gets there before you do. Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, it's funny. And you know what? It's not a lot of fun when it happens to you and you're thinking, oh, my God, this dude is so inconsiderate and rude. You know what? People have gotten into arguments, fist fights, and shooting incidents over things such as that nature, man. And as a matter of fact, a good friend of mine, actually, he does the legal section in my concealed pistol license class. You ever hear about that Chipotle restaurant case here in Michigan where this woman allegedly bumped into this couple and this situation just escalated?
Is this the woman that jumped out of the van with a gun in her hand?
Yeah.
Going, stay back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then there's another broad catch-all category I have. Check out what I call it. I call it things that fall under mind your business. What types of things do you think some people, some busybodies could see and or observe? And instead of just taking good notes or maybe referring the matter to say, oh, you know, law enforcement. And if it doesn't rise to the level of law enforcement, you know what? Just keep it moving. What type of incidents might fall under that category?
Wow, a lot of them. I mean, just about if you don't any sort of incident where it doesn't unfold in front of me, exactly in front of me. Like if I'm sitting there and there's just one person sitting across from another person at a table, and one of them suddenly reaches over with a knife and starts doing things sort of crazy. Okay.
I'll
maybe
give you
that.
One, man.
Sure.
I'll give you one, man. I was in a store the other day, man, and this store, this market, they have a policy here, you know, hey, if you're going to come in and patronize their store, you know, put your face mask on. So I put my face mask on, and I hate them, and it restricts my breathing and all of that. And so once I make it to the door, getting out of there with my cart, I take my mask off, and I go push my cart to my car.
Sure.
And as I'm loading stuff into my car, this woman, you know, who couldn't mind her own business, is trying to give me a lecture on the fact that I'm outside loading my car with groceries that I should have a mask on. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I ignored her and pretended like she wasn't there and just kept minding my own business, man. You know what? If you see something, you know what? Mind your business. Either report it to the authorities, and if the authorities don't care, you know what? You shouldn't care either. Just go about your business and quit trying to give strangers advice, because some might not be so nice as me as to just ignore you and just pretend like you're not there. Some people, you know, you might rub some folks the wrong way and it could escalate. You know what
I mean? Let me ask you a question on with that kind of stuff. Like, I wear a mask to camouflage. You know, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't like wearing a mask. I've had COVID-19. I expect that I'm going to be immune to COVID-19 for some short period of time to come. I've been around plenty of people that had it since then, and I haven't caught it again. I wear a mask because I carry a gun, and when I'm out there, I don't want one of these little Karens rolling up on me, telling me to put up on a mask, and I'm afraid that they're going to get out there because it's gone way beyond minding their own business now. They are out there absolutely just crazed with some of the stuff that they're willing to do to enforce their point on you. And
I'll give you the perfect example of mind your business. Remember that Clearwater, Florida case where it was that busybody out in the parking lot that was basically telling people who could or could not park in handicapped parking spot?
I do not remember that one.
And as he was talking to the woman, then her boyfriend came out of nowhere and shoved him to the ground. And then after he hit the ground, he grabbed his gun and shot the boyfriend. Remember that story?
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
This could have been avoided had that busybody just minded his own business. I'm not justifying the guy for coming out of nowhere and shoving him to the ground, but I'm saying, man, this world would be a much better, safer, more tolerant place, man, if we just minded our own business. And if it's a crime in progress, you know what? Call the police or be a good Samaritan if you know all the pertinent details of the case. If not, be a good witness and call the police. If it doesn't rise to calling the police, mind your business, man.
That's a good philosophy. That's a really good philosophy. But, I mean, like I said, most people do not and are not. Now, it's like something has been released in us as a people, as a species. If nobody can look at something now and restrain themselves to any degree at all, can they?
You know what? I think it's part of the online culture infecting the real world.
Absolutely.
You know, when
absolutely.
You're online, you can just do all sorts of objectionable, rude things that you would never do in public. Maybe it's influencing our interpersonal interaction with people. Maybe we can be as rude to people in person as we are online.
Yeah, but when you're rude to people in person, that's assuming a bit of a risk.
Exactly. Which is why I tell you to mind your business.
Yeah. I do get a kick out of some of this stuff. When I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about some of the things that I see happening, I mean, I love to go on YouTube and look at the freakouts.
What do you mean by freakouts?
Just go on YouTube and search freak out compilation and just watch how many people will show out while they're out and about in their daily about traffic or about shopping or about a mask or, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man, it's not that serious. I don't know.
Anyway, before we run out of time, would you care to share with us how they find Rick Ector? Man.
I am Rick Ector, RICKECTOR. You can find me at DetroitCCW.com, LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. Also, DetroitCCW on YouTube, over 2,200 videos for your viewing pleasure. And you will always find me every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there or be square. Bill, it's been great. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening. Thank you for taking the time to get back with us when we drop the call to the drama of live radio.
That's all right, man. We're going to keep doing it.
There you go. Coming up next, it's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I had somebody comment something on YouTube the other day. He's going to laugh at the outset. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.